Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2015. Happy Veterans Day to those of you in my listening audience who are veterans, and thank you so much for your service. For everyone else, thank you for listening. I genuinely appreciate it. This is episode 140. It's really good to be back. I've been traveling like crazy over the last 3 weeks, which is why I haven't been able to get a new episode up. And that's really on me. I thought I would be able to pull this off while I was on the road. It didn't work out quite that well, but I guarantee you we've got a good run coming right through to the end of the year. So I'm thrilled to be back. I'm thrilled to have you back, and I'm looking forward to a ton of good stuff over the next month and a half till we get to the end of the year. And with that, why don't we get right to all the good stuff there is to talk about. I want to start by revisiting a topic we've talked about before, which is the size of mobile and why it's so big and what you can do about it. Now, eMarketer has new data that shows that they expect there will be 1.4 billion, that's billion with a B, people on mobile messaging this year, around the world, all around the globe. Now, I talk a lot about why I'm so bullish on the growth of mobile. And this really highlights it. Because 1.4 billion is a ton of people. I mean, that's a big number. At the same time, there's about 6 billion people on the planet. So when we look at 1.4 billion people using mobile messaging today, that means that that's somewhere between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 people. So you would think at the outside, we're about to see 4 or 5 times more people get online because of a phone than have been online to date. Now, we've seen in some of the more economically high-income countries, Western Europe, United States, big chunks of Asia, where smartphone penetration has topped out somewhere about 75 to 80%. Because as we see with any new technology, any new device, any new system, not everybody joins in. Not everybody picks one up. Not everybody transitions to using that as their primary way of doing things. So maybe 75% of those folks. But even if it will only go from 1 in 4 to, 3 in 4, that's about 2.5 times more growth at a minimum than what we've seen to date. And if you think about the amount of growth we've seen in terms of commerce, in terms of digital, from people using computers, people using laptops, to people transitioning to phones, that's amazing. Right, that we're looking at double to 2.5 to 3 times more growth over the coming years than we've seen so far. Now, we already know that this is going to be true. There's other eMarketer data that talks about the fact that more young adults are more likely to own a smartphone than a PC. There was a great piece on Monday Note, which is a blog I read all the time, a terrific blog, where they talked all about how PCs are passé, right? It really has become a mobile not even first world, but in some ways a mobile-only world. And when we think about young adults, typically in the millennial category, we know for sure that they are the largest or second largest demographic in most parts of the world. They're becoming the largest segment of the workforce. And to date, they haven't had much money. According to Nielsen, only about 1 in 4 of millennials has an income greater than $75,000 per year, and half still make less than $50,000 per year. So these are folks who are about to become the largest segment of the workforce and still have a lot of growth in terms of their earning capability. And that's before we look in places that have lower incomes and make up the largest share of that 3 in 4 or 4 in 5 who aren't yet online in any meaningful way. We also know that as people move online and as they use digital more, that it changes behavior. There's other research from eMarketer that talks about how almost half of millennial moms use mobile as their primary way to buy digitally. And again, we're just getting started here. Right? This is a technology. If you think about a smartphone, they really didn't exist 7 or 8 years ago. Most people didn't have them. The original iPhone only came out in 2007. The first Android phones came out in about 2008 or 2009. So there's tremendous, tremendous opportunity ahead of us in terms of what we're going to see and how our customers are going to behave and how we, as marketers and as e-commerce professionals, need to respond to them, need to help them address the challenges that they have. We're really, really just getting started here. And to help them, you need to think in terms of what you can do, both today and as you go forward. Now, obviously, you have to have the right strategy. And the first component of that is really listening to your customers, understanding how they're using technology today to solve their problems, and how you can actually help them do that. You look at Uber. I always hold up Uber as an example of a company who gets it right. Whatever you want to think about them in terms of the disruption they're causing in the transportation industry, whatever you want to think about them in terms of the disruption they're causing for taxi drivers, whatever you want to think about them in terms of how much they're actually following the laws or regulations in your given market, those are probably all fair questions to ask. You also have to acknowledge that they've done a tremendous job of satisfying customer needs and making it an incredibly seamless process to actually get a car, get picked up, get to where you want to go, and pay with it being this incredibly seamless experience, right? You simply tap the button, it shows where car is, you say where you want to go, car comes and picks you up, you ride to where you want to go, you hop out of the car, and you just walk away. Uber's done a tremendous job of understanding where are the customer's pain points and how can they use mobile specifically to help address those pain points in the most seamless way possible. So you have to listen to your customers carefully to see where are their pain points. You also want to remember the 3 different types of mobile platforms. Now, this is something I've talked about before, but you have your mobile website, obviously. You have the potential for an app. You also have the potential of using a messaging platform or a social platform such as Facebook or such as WeChat in terms of actually using that as a way to actually connect with your customers. It doesn't mean you're going to do all 3. It doesn't mean that you're going to do the same thing in all 3. It might be that you use your website for one thing, an app for something else, and social or messaging for something else. Or potentially, you only use two of them. Or potentially, you only use one of them. Uber, again, famously, was really nothing more than an app for a long time. And all their website did was direct people to the app. So when you map out your strategy, I know we've talked about this before, but there's really a five-step process. Making sure you understand your customer and their needs, making sure you understand your objectives, looking for the alignment between those two to define your strategies, determine what you're going to measure, how you're going to measure your success, and then, and only then, come up with the actions that you'll take to address the needs of the customer and the needs of your business objectives. The third thing you want to do, so after listening to your customers, after mapping out your strategy, you want to make sure you build out your content. Because the great thing about having great content is it works regardless of platform. You need great content for your website. You're going to need great content if you have an app. And if you're going to use a messaging platform or a social platform, you definitely need more content or great content there to engage with customers in that channel. So you have to have the right content to attract and retain your customers by answering their questions effectively. And you need to think in terms of content quality and content velocity. Right? Quality is the new normal. You cannot survive without high quality content. That's simply a cost of doing business these days. But you also want to make sure that that content is built to move, is built to let your customers share it with their friends and family and fans and followers on social, such that you can get that content in front of the widest audience possible for the lowest cost. Now, I know we've talked about this before, but always remember, snackable, shareable, sharp. Snackable in a way that it is very easy for people to digest and understand and answer their questions quickly. Shareable in the sense that they can actually share it with the people that they want to. And sharp in the sense that it's very focused on a very key point. You're answering one question at a time and being very clear with the content which question you're answering or which problem you're solving for your customers. Now, if you do that well, you'll be well positioned as people move into mobile in a bigger, bigger way. So again, listen to your customers, think about the right platforms for your customers, make sure you have the right content and the right experience to solve for those customer needs across those platforms. And then, no matter how big mobile gets, no matter how much growth we see, whether it's 2x growth, 3x growth, 4x growth, 5x growth, you'll be positioned to do really, really well regardless. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I really want to thank you for tuning in. I do appreciate it. I want to remind you that we keep the show notes for this episode, as well as an archive of all episodes, at timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can go ahead and subscribe to the podcast in any of the links you find there. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for all of those. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. And my handle on Twitter is at TCPeter. Also, if you want, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, anything you want to talk about or ask about, do feel free to drop me a note. I would appreciate it. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. It's always great to have you here. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.